Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 23. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfilment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. If you have one, what does your social media bio say about you? If you don't have one, what would it say? Just a few hundred characters to distill down your entire life. Check out your favourite sports person's social media bio. What does it tell you about them? What they've achieved? Olympic medalist, 2 times British champion, world record holder. Maybe who they play for, player at Man City. Maybe you'd say something about the club you play for too. Some of your achievements, if you're studying, maybe where you study and what. Maybe your occupation. But notice, in all of that, as we try to boil down who we are, distill our identity, it's just so often about what we've earned, about what we've achieved, what we're capable of. What do these verses tell us about who we are? Notice how many times Paul uses the phrase in Christ or in him. This is the central truth of who you are. If you are a Christian, then your identity is now totally bound up with Jesus. And so you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. What are those? Well, in these verses, we have been chosen and adopted and redeemed and forgiven. And we have an inheritance guaranteed by the Holy Spirit. Wonderful blessings flowing from who we now are in and through Christ. Very often a social media bio presents a picture of a person based on what they have earned or achieved. But of course, such identity building is very quickly exposed. We are only ever an injury or a poor performance or a bit of bad luck away from that whole thing collapsing. But the wonderful thing about our identity as Christians is that it is not earned. We cannot achieve it. There's nothing we can do to make it more secure or more wonderful or more blessed. Those spiritual blessings have been bestowed on us because we are in Christ. They are His. And so they are ours. Notice, where is Christ? Right now, at this moment, where is He? In verse 20, Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. He's been raised from the dead. The job is done. He's now seated in the position of all authority and reigning over all. As you compete today, whatever else is at stake, your identity in Christ is secure. His work is done. He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing, for you are in Him. Pray that the Holy Spirit would apply the truths of this passage to your heart, that you would be able to play and compete with freedom, knowing who you are in Christ. Pray for opportunities to speak to your friends about what Christ has won for you, that God might help them see the fragility of an identity founded on what they've achieved.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.